Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour, the morning edition. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and every Thursday we always talk a little bit about some Texas AgriLife Extension with our leading man, Mr. J.D. Raglin, a Randall County Extension agent down there in Canyon, Texas. How are you doing, J.D.?
Doing great, Bryce. Good to be with you here this morning. Great time to be in the Texas Panhandle as we're experiencing cooler temperatures and a little bit of moisture. Certainly, that's long overdue and very appreciated, but additional moisture hopefully will continue so that our region can receive a wide spread rainfall.
Well, J.D., we always kind of dive in first of kind of an update on how things are looking. We've got a lot of things going on right now. We've got winter wheat planting happening. We're getting ready for some cotton stripping coming up in the next few months. We've got corn silage about finished and wrapped up, and we're getting some of the grain. How are things looking, and especially with these cooler temperatures, how's that going to affect us a little bit?
Yeah, well, obviously the cooler temperatures along with the moisture certainly will be advantageous, and as I already mentioned, certainly appreciated for our region. What it's going to do is it's going to help get us into that fall harvest season, no doubt. And then also it's going to be of great benefit for our wheat that's been struggling. As you know, Bryson, just the earlier planted wheat, if you look back and kind of look at our weather, a lot of our earlier planted wheat was planted back in mid-August, and it has done nothing but continue to be summer since then. And wheat just does not do extremely well in extremely warm temperatures, particularly with the lack of moisture. So we're certainly needing some of this cooler temperature and moisture to bring our wheat crop along. And we're hoping that the rain showers will continue to even advance that wheat crop along a little further with good added moisture. But then also, as we mentioned, harvest is taking place and will soon taking place currently with corn, no doubt. And then we'll have cotton just around the corner, and then sorghum harvest to finish up the harvest season.
Well, J.D., we're also coming towards that season of when we're about to have our first frost. And, J.D., when are we expecting our first freeze on average here?
Yeah, Bryson, that's always a good question and a loaded question. But if you look at the statistics and the weather data, it shows on the average that right around October the 10th, not August, of course, October the 10th, is generally when we can anticipate the first killing freeze. Now, that date's not set in stone. That's average, so it could be on one side or the other. But somewhere around, you know, that October the 10th mark is when we can expect the first freeze. And as we're sitting here today, you know, that's not very far away. So we could anticipate that just basically any day now. Certainly, we watch the weather to get an idea of when that might occur. And then you might say, well, what does that do for us crop-wise? Well, what it does, particularly for our cotton producers out there, as well as the sorghum producers, it will put those two crops in shutdown mode and basically will advance the defoliation process of those crops, and then that'll allow producers to get in and get harvest done, hopefully in a timely manner with both of those crops. So it's Mother Nature's way of speeding up our harvest season.
I couldn't agree with you more. I'm ready for some, you know, jacket weather, get a little cooler and bundle up a little more. But JD, we forgot to mention, you're out on the road right now. You are at the Texas State Fair. How's that rolling out for you?
Well, we've been here all week, and certainly it has definitely been summertime here all week. Temperatures this week in the Dallas area have been close to 100 degrees every day. So the and no rain, at least during the time period I've been there, or been here rather. So it remains hot and dry here as well. But yes, as you mentioned, we've had several kids exhibiting and participating in the State Fair of Texas show. I'll just quickly mention some of the results at this point. As far as our Randall County 4-H kiddos, our gold exhibitors, junior market gold exhibitors, did extremely well. As we wrap that show up on Tuesday, those exhibitors included Hayden Watkins, who had a second-place goat, and then we had Gracie Cox, who placed fourth in her class, and then we had McKenna Cowley, who placed fifth, and then also we had Lainey Cox, who was 14th, and we finished up with Logan Watkins placing 20th. So as far as Randall County kiddos are concerned, at least in the Junior Market Goat Show, we had five exhibitors, and all five of those placed at the State Fair, with three making the premium sale. So they had a good run down here and great results from our Junior Market Goat exhibitors. As we move on to our swine show, our Junior Market Bear Show, we started it on Sunday of this week, and we started off Randall County kids again having a lot of success at the State Fair. We're fortunate enough that three Randall County exhibitors had either breed champions or reserves. One of those was the reserve champion Black OPB or Spot Division. Carson Cliff had that Barra, and then his sister Cameron Cliff had the champion Dark Cross Barra, and then our very own Kylie Cortese had our champion Chester. So Randall County, another big showing there. We've had some placing kids as well. We had Kason Williams, who had a second place amp, and then also Josh Cortese, that had a eighth place Duroc. And then tomorrow the show will finish up here with the Junior Market Bear Show. We have two Randall County exhibitors still yet to exhibit, and Hattie Tyson is one of those. She has a crossbred Barra, and also Lexi Butler with the crossbred Barra. Then also in our Junior Market Steer Show here at State Fair, competition will be on Thursday, one day of showing there. We have three Randall County exhibitors that will be exhibiting their steers, and those exhibitors include Grayson McMurphy and Leighton McMurphy, along with Cash Wallace. So that'll be our exhibitors competing Thursday in the Junior Market Steer Show.
We got some exciting news happening down there in Dallas for the State Fair of Texas. It's an awesome time. I remember going, and I know how much hard work these kiddos put into these projects. It is not easy. It takes a lot of time to raise these projects, get them ready for fair seasons, and the majors are coming right around the corner as we speak. But JD, I kind of want to dive into this of how important is it to kind of get these kiddos involved, whether it is showing or not showing, or getting involved in 4-H, how important is it to get our youth involved in it? Such a great organization that we've all been through.
Yeah, Bryson, you know, we're very proud of our youth livestock show program, not only in Randall County, but throughout the state of Texas, because what an opportunity to learn. You know, it is an agricultural educational program, and that's a big component of what we teach in our livestock program. Kids learn, obviously, an enormous amount of responsibility, no doubt. Obviously, hard work ethic to try to train and properly prepare their animal for showing. And then also, it's a great family activity. You know, Bryson, I say all the time, and I have nothing against sports. You know, I personally wasn't blessed with a lot of athletic ability, but I know many are. But as we compare that to athletics, you know, the Livestock Project for a given family is an opportunity for the entire family to be involved. And, you know, our sport events are events where, you know, kids, obviously, whether they're at the gym or on the football field, you know, that's a great opportunity right there. But, you know, where we kind of separate ourselves is that it's something that the entire family can do and be involved in, and therefore increasing the family value because they can all collectively work on a project and be a part of that. So we're real proud of that. That's one of the areas that we hang our hat on and are very proud of. And you know, just to see these kids and families being able to showcase their hard work at a given show, whatever show it might be, whether it's just at the local level, county level, or even a state show, man, it's just a great reward to see that happen and all the families get involved. So we're real proud of our state livestock youth program. And, you know, if anyone has any interest or maybe more questions about that, we'll be glad to assist them through the Randall County Extension Office. They can just give us a call, and we will walk them through the process of what all is involved. That's the first thing people want to know, what all is involved in the project and what options do I have and how much time commitment is needed, you know, expense, what can we anticipate in terms of a budget that the project will cost us, which includes not only the purchase of the animal, but also the feed and the medications, the entry fees that have to be paid at the shows, et cetera, et cetera. So it's a great opportunity. And by the way, this is the time of the year that we're trying to get projects located and get in place with youngsters that are interested. And so there again, if anyone has any questions out there, we'll be glad to help them with anything that they may not be familiar with or need more information about.
Well, and of course, I couldn't agree with you more. Livestock shows and raising these projects, it's a family unit. You're building that connection with your family. It takes a lot of time, but in the end, it teaches so many valuable skills that a lot of people miss out on growing up. And I've got to agree with you. You know, livestock shows are an amazing, amazing way to help your kids grow and establish who they are and what they want to do in this world. And besides, you know, livestock shows, JD, 4-H is a wide array of different activities, things that kids could be involved with besides just livestock showing. Y'all have so much. And JD, for parents or kiddos that might be interested, what does the 4-H offer and kind of what are some of the things that Randall County is very, you know, specialized in if those kids are involved and want to do it?
Yeah, you bet, Bryson. Well, obviously, we have a lot of projects kids can participate in. The 4-H program offers over 40 different projects. And quite honestly, I like to say, whatever interest your kiddo has, we have a project for it. And that includes everything from robotics to cooking and sewing, shooting sports. Livestock projects are a part of that. They're not the only thing we do, but it is a big part of what we do. Also, horse project. It doesn't have to be an animal-related project. We have what we call food challenge. There's lots of team competitions. We have our quiz bowls, whether they be livestock or beef cattle or horse, a lot of specific quiz bowl-type competitions. And the list goes on and on. We have competitions for these, again, some at the county level, some at the district level, and some even at the state and national level as well. A lot of judging opportunities for those kids wanting to learn how to livestock judge or maybe horse judge. We have those teams available as well. Again, just to reiterate, if your kiddo has an interest in a given project or activity, we have a project for that youngster. So just give us a call. We can talk through more of that with anyone one-on-one and be glad to get them headed in the right direction.
I couldn't agree with you more. And if you catch the podcast with Pasture to Pavement, we talk with Miss Wendy Scott. She's now retired, but she was the District 2 overall person who dealt with all the program for 4-H. And, you know, me and her really dove into all the projects with 4-H. So if you want to check out more information, go check out there as well. I did meets judging and public speaking and held leadership opportunities throughout Lubbock County and the District 2. And it is a great experience. So parents, grandparents, whatever it may be, make sure that your kids are involved in something that both the 4-H and the FFA have skills and abilities that will push these kids even further in their life, in their careers, and in themselves. So make sure you check it out. It's a great experience. And JD, if anybody has any questions, whether that be agriculture related, 4-H related, or even consumer science related, how can they get a hold of Randall County Extension?
Yeah, Bryson, well, the easiest way is just give us a call at the Extension office there in Randall County at 806-468-5543, or they can see our project and our information that's available through 4-H on our website. Just go to randall.agrilife.org, or they're free to stop by our office anytime. We're located 200 North Brown Road in Canyon. You stop by and come in our office. We'll be glad to sit down and visit with whatever interest or questions they might have. And we'll be glad to get them all squared away on all the information they need regarding any project and or activity.
As always, JD, thank you so much for coming out, talking a little bit about what's going on with those youth development programs and those livestock shows, as well as a little crop update for us. So as always, thank you so much for coming out.
You bet, Bryson. Always a pleasure to visit with you each and every week. And we enjoy bringing agricultural information to our listeners in the Texas High Plains. We appreciate what all you guys do there at the station, and we look forward to visiting with you again next week.
Well, that's it from us here at the KGNC studios. Again, a huge shout out and thank you to Mr. JD Ragland coming out, talking a little bit with us about what's going on with some crops, with this cooler temperatures, as well as those kiddos down there in Dallas for the Texas State Fair. And good luck to those kids. I know how hard it is, and a lot of labor, blood, sweat, and tears are put into those projects. Everybody knows it is not the easiest task or project to do. So good luck to those kiddos out there for the steer show, as well as wrapping up for the Barrow show today. As well as, if you want any more information on what's happening with 4-H, like I talked about, go to Pasture to Pavement, Agriculture, the Original Innovators. We talked with both the 4-H side with Miss Wendy Scott. She was my second episode, an excellent one to discuss a little bit about what to do when you want to join the 4-H. And if you want to know about the FFA, we talked with those Texas State FFA kiddos. So make sure you check out those episodes for any questions that you may need. Of course, check out our afternoon agricultural show, the KGNC Golden Spread Afternoon Edition at 6 p.m. to 7 p.m. We will now be having full shows as the Texas Rangers finished their season yesterday. So make sure you check us out every afternoon. But until then, I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your Thursday morning.